Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates eating people? Dead people coming back to life? People turning into weeds, for Christ's sake? I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Who knows how the connection is going to be this week, but hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com, the Fancy Dan YouTube page, which you can find at boygob.com. There you can also find a link to the fucking Facebook page where you can also watch this and see cute little pictures we think are funny from during the week. Teehee, Joe, how are you?
Tom, I'm all right.
That's good.
That's all I got to say about that. How about you?
Oh, I'm not great. When was it?
Wednesday.
I think Friday. No. I think it was Friday. Well, fucking earlier this week, I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, I woke up and I was in bed and I was getting hot, cold, and I was getting the shivers and the body aches and shit. It was fucking crazy. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Just like everything hurt and shit. And then the next day I woke up and I felt all right, but my leg was like all fucking red, like I was getting cellulitis again. So I was like, God fucking damn it. So I made a fucking appointment with the dermatologist, was able to get in the next fucking day. And of course, it was all gone away then. So, you know, just if it ever comes back, and fucking she was just like, oh, so how you been? I know last time you talked is pretty rough for you. I was just like, yeah, every time we see, I guess something fucked up's going to happen. I watched my dad die last week, and she was like, are you serious? And I was just like, yeah. And she was just like, God damn it. She started tearing up and she just wanted to get this shit done. Oh, I guess I'm one of those poor son of a bitches people talk about, but fuck that shit, or poor bastards, but fuck all that shit.
To a different specialist?
Yeah. She's told me there is a place called Academy.
Yeah.
And they sell something called shotguns.
Yeah. And shells, yeah. Yeah, they usually will recommend you to another specialist when you know, they don't want to deal with you anymore.
No, I mean, that was just the end of the conversation. Like, you know, that was just like, hey, how you doing at the end everything was done. So she was just like, oh, fuck, all right, I want to go.
Just close her out on that fucking high note, huh? All right, way to go. Nice.
Yeah, so there was that, and then fucking, I finished up a mask sculpture for a band, and you know, with like any piece of art, you get done with it, you clean it up, and then you step back and actually see what you have, you know, you're like, okay, here's my thing to see what I have there, and it just looked like a caricature of my dad when he was dying, so I was just like, oh, God damn it, and I just fucking like that ruined the whole fucking night. So I just fucking threw plaster on it and got it done. So hopefully it comes out all right. I just want to get these done and out of the fucking shop. Shit. What else? It's fucking beginning of the year, February. So, you know, everything's due. So you're broke as shit.
Yep.
Just thinking about that. Still got jobs and shit to do. But all that money's gone from the fucking bills. And
that money is gone before it comes in. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know. So, I mean, you're thinking about, like, well, what the fuck am I doing with my life? But then you're just like, yeah, I mean, this is how it is every year. It gets better. Buck up, you fat-titted fucking idiot.
Yeah,
give it a couple weeks.
I was trying to log in to pay the property tax for down in Corpus. And property tax isn't a big one. That one's, you know.
It's still something.
It's still something, yeah. And, you know, I've got to pay it twice. I got to pay it for here in Dallas and then for down there. But I couldn't log in. I couldn't, like, you know, I ran the thing for the address, for my name, for it. And it asks you for like a fiduciary number. What the fuck is that? You know, so I don't know. I'm going to dig through and try to find the letter they sent me last year because I still
just call them.
And yeah, that's what I'm going to end up doing. But after I tear the shop up, which I'm doing anyway because I've been trying to clean, that's right. Where I've been finding all these. Stupid ass comics that I want to sell, like the Moon Knights and the Guardians of the Galaxy first appearance or whatever the fuck. Howard the Duck, a whole run of that shit.
So, I mean, Moon Knights, now's the time to fucking do it.
Yeah.
People are excited. They haven't seen the fucking series yet, so they don't know it's going to suck a dick. So you got to fucking get them now, Joe.
Yeah. And they were doing something else too. I saw them. Hey, I got some of those shitty comics too. Like, there's a couple other shows that they're doing.
They're bringing back your shit to Hulu.
What's that?
Your boy's back, Joe. Oh, fucking North baby Star's bitch got a crying Punisher.
Oh, really?
I just seen it right before we started doing this.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Fucking crying Punisher. The
he
baby
did a lot of crying back. In that show. Sure did.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I'm in the same boat and all that. What can you do?
And then just
fucking, your head fucking low.
I started doing my taxes and shit. And then it's just like, yeah, there's some more money I'm going to have to fucking pay, even though every fucking 3 months I send them money. I'm still going to owe more.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody is keeping track this year because I'm getting some 1099s from businesses in the past that have never sent me 1099s. Not that I don't report it, but yeah. I just got to figure out where it goes with the totals and all that and make sure to just subtract that. It's just more math. I'll figure it out. I won't fuck it up again.
The thing that I don't fucking get is like everywhere I'm seeing, can you believe they're going to charge me for my PayPal? Dude, this is nothing new.
Yeah.
This is nothing new.
Yeah. We've had to keep track of that shit for years.
Yeah. Ever since the fucking beginning. Ridiculous. Yes, I can.
Yeah. Some of you that work as vendors, just wait, you know, because I go to these shows where you have to pay the comptroller before you get out of there.
Yeah.
That's going to eventually end up happening to all these.
That's these fucking shows. That. I mean, you brought that up before, and I'd say that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Like, I canceled my fucking Indiana one because I just don't want to deal with that anymore.
Yeah.
So sorry, Indiana shows. I won't be back. Yeah. It's, I mean, that's just a hassle for somebody out of state who's doing the shit maybe once.
Mm-hmm.
Have the motherfucker there. Say, hey, pay me. I'll be like, right. There you go. Now give me a piece of paper that says that I paid you.
Yeah, otherwise, you know, sending you this letter at the end of the year when shit up, I don't remember that, and have to dig through all that stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a pain.
Yeah, I've dealt with that before.
I'm not a big political guy and don't go into things, but that flat tax shit, where they just fucking charge you 30-35% sales tax on whatever the fuck you buy. that seems like the way to go, just to make it fucking easier on me.
Yeah, it would seem a lot easier than, like, at least in the kids know, I spend, like, at least 3 nights doing that shit, because I break it out. I'm going to do 1 month this night, 1 month the next night, and it's just a headache. You know, it's just a pain in the ass, and I'm always pissed off, and then I always screw up something and have to go back and recount. What's going to suck now, and I don't know if you're doing this, but I'm having to manually keep track of all the shipping because they don't send you a receipt, or if they do, I haven't figured out how to do it. You know how PayPal used to have the label, and at the bottom half of the sheet was like your shipping receipt and all that with the tracking and how much you paid and all that shit. Now I just get a blank sheet, blank page on the second half of that.
Yeah, I just fucking, I print out all my PayPal activity and then highlighter for one colors for what I got and fucking another colors for the deductible. And it usually says USPS postage.
Yeah.
Like, who did the money go to? So, I mean, I just highlight that shit as a deductible and do it like that.
Yeah, I've been writing it on the invoice, but I'm having to have Juan make sure he does that, too, for anything he ships out, you know. But that's one more thing for him that's not used to doing shit like that that he has to do.
Yeah, it's not awesome.
Yeah. No, but that's small business, y'all, that are listening or watching or whatever. It's not fun a couple of months out of the year.
It's not fun most of the time.
Yeah. I'd say the first quarter, though, that's the first 3 months to you non-business folks. It really sucks.
Sure does, Joe.
Yeah.
Sure does. So, there was a request that came in to the old inbox.
Inbox?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I did, because it came to my inbox. I guess they were too scared to ask you.
Okay.
But, a suggestion was, hey, can you review all the Steven Seagal movies, A through Z?
All of them. I've seen a lot of them. You know what? I think they would probably be more entertaining than a lot of the sequels we've been covering for the past few weeks. But no.
Okay. Well, there you go. I told you I'd ask him, and I did.
They'd be easy to track down, a lot of them, a lot of the newer ones, you know, fat Steven Seagal.
They mentioned it because they recently watched a Steven Seagal movie and he couldn't get up the stairs.
I can't even remember the name of the shirt that I make, but it's because he does a lot of independent stuff now. And this is an independent movie that had him and DMX in DMX's last starring role. I don't know if you'd call it starring, but he was in it.
Well, Joe, what did you watch, Milk Boy?
I didn't watch anything. I watched the Super Bowl. That's it.
How was that?
It was a game, and then it wasn't a game for a quarter, and then it became a game again. So it was pretty good. You know, I planned to get real, real drunk, but I ate. I ate to excess, and I was just so fucking full that I couldn't drink. So I ended up going to bed sober. And so
how many decades has that been?
That I've gone to bed sober?
That's, you know, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit. But, yeah, I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, the game, it was a game. It was all right. You know, I'm not crazy about either teams. I watched maybe the last minute of the halftime show because I didn't really give a shit about any of that either. That's it. I caught... Maybe like a snippet of the Moon Knight trailer.
Oh, there was a Moon Knight trailer, huh?
Yeah, that played in the Super Bowl, and I just happened to look up when he did the whole thing with the, you know, the moon. In the comic, how his cape looks like a moon.
Like,
hey, they did that. That's all right. Missed the Doctor Strange trailer, I guess. I don't know. But I doubt I'm going to watch it anyway until it's streaming. So
you'll watch it.
Yeah, but I still need to watch Spider-Man.
All of them. All of them now, you fuck. You have to watch every Spider-Man movie.
No way, whatever. Spider-Man No Way, I think it's called.
No Way Jose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any commercials, or is that a thing of the past?
Nothing that sticks in my memory. No.
No new Cloverfield movie?
Was there? No. I mean,
no, that's a shame.
I missed the beginning. So maybe if that aired at the beginning, I think most of the movie trailers, they go in the first quarter, but I was still over here cooking. So I hadn't gone next door yet.
Are you cooking in your socks?
I made meatballs, Tom.
Did you?
Like that. No, you wouldn't like it because I didn't slop a bunch of fucking marinara sauce on it.
Maybe you should have.
yeah, I don't know. Commercials. No. There were none.
Instead of the Super Bowl, I chose to watch Who's Your Caddy. You ever heard of this one?
I think I have a copy of it.
It's good. Starring your boy Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah, I think I bought it one of those Hollywood videos closing down.
It's good shit. It's legitimately funny, but it also legitimately sucks a dick. I highly suggest everybody watch it. It's fucking, it's good shit for sure.
Does Jeffrey Jones play a pedophile?
No, but he does play a guy who has zero interest in his big-titted wife. So, I mean, there's that.
Okay.
There's midgets, or sorry, little fucks. King of the Black Little Fucks, Tony Cox. He's in it, of course.
Hell of a golfer.
It sure is. They use him as the tee. Yeah, it's good shit. A lot of good fart jokes in there, Joe. You'll love it. Fat guy farts. You can't beat those, can you? Yeah, it's good shit, man. It has like a fucking 2% score on whatever the fuck. This is like one of the worst reviewed movies fucking ever. But I like it. It's funny shit. It's not good. And I suggest you fucking kick a couple back before you watch it. But you'll have some good laughs for sure. Would recommend, Joe. Highly. Get it?
I get it.
Tee-hee. I get it. What else we got here? Then I watched The Unholy. Not that new one that came out like a year or two ago, but the one that came out in like 1988 or something, where this monster licks a priest's nutsack.
Saw it in the theater.
You like it?
I don't remember it all that well.
You don't remember the great monster effects?
There's like half a monster crawling.
It's pretty good, right? It's almost a monster.
Right.
Then that naked lady pops up to try and blow the priest, but it's really the devil.
Mm-hmm. In it's the church, shit. Even, you know, to add to the sacrilege.
And AIDS-y Dusty Rhodes is like some fucking, some evil guy, but he's not. He's like a Marilyn Manson type showman or some shit. I can't remember. But he's talking like this, daddy, because he's supposed to be a craw boy. Yeah, I'm surprised this shit hasn't got a fucking Blu-ray re-release by somebody yet. Because it's just a good enough shitty movie to warrant it. When it does, I'll pick it up for sure. Because those fucking the fucking priest got his nutsack licked by the devil. I don't know how many fucking non-X-rated movies you can say that about, but shit happened in this movie, Joe. And I said, this was my takeaway. Would recommend. Hopefully we get a boutique release of it this year. That would be swell.
You know, there's somebody out there championing it, you know, that it's their favorite movie.
Not my favorite, but would recommend. This is definitely a fun one. Hey, do a double feature of this and Who's Your Caddy like I did. Get a pizza, too. Have it a triple threat. And then I watched The Laughing Dead. It fucking sucked, Joe. You ever hear of Hariko, the goblin?
The goblin? Haruki the goblin? Heard of it. Never seen it. I think I have a copy, but never seen it.
They used to promote this shit all the time in fucking Fangoria.
Which is why I have a copy, but I've never seen it.
It turns out they were part of the distribution of this movie. Erica Joe. It's all right, man. It's got some good shit in it. It's got heads with spider legs crawling around. It's got fucking people cutting their own fucking heads off. It's got...
But wait a minute. Which one did you watch? The Laughing What?
No, I mean, I'm just... The Laughing Dead sucks, and that's okay, all but I was going to say about it.
You're saying the good one is Haruki the Goblin.
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't have much to say about The Laughing Dead because it fucking sucked. And that's all I wanted to say about it. But yeah, the other one, it's got good shit in it. It's got little puppets in it. And no, it's good. It's not great, but it's good. If you were ever interested in this, and like me, it took you 30 fucking years or however long to watch this fucking thing, then give it a shot. It's all right. It's good. It's not great. Worth a watch for sure. And I might watch it again at some point down the road before I get sick and die, I guess. Maybe. Or hit by a bus. We'll see.
Either way.
We'll see, Joe.
The bus go down by your road?
Yeah, school all right. Buses.
All right, that's one way.
Oh, the only thing that has to happen is fucking the bus driver just snaps from one of those little bastards and just drives through the fence.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
Yep, we're going to hear about it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Hey, we're not advocating that. Don't do it, all you millions of bus drivers that listen. Fucking assholes. That's all I got, Joe. You ready to take a descent into the underworld?
Caves of, I don't know, Wonder Cave. Mm. Yeah, The Descent. I don't remember what years these came out. We'll say 2015. I don't know. No,
definitely not. Yeah. I'm going to say 2005 and 2009, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so this first one, The Descent, directed by Neil Marshall, who directed Dog Soldiers. And
best werewolf movie there is.
It's a really good werewolf movie. And this is about some gals, you know, adventurous gals.
Birds.
You know, yeah, I guess we would call them birds because, like, you know, that's what they call a gal out in England. Like, and they do use the word torch.
They also did in Harikimo, the goblina.
Yeah, because a torch, it's a flashlight over there. Yeah, to those people. Yeah, so you've got accents in this movie, and they're in the Appalachians after, well, let me give you the setup here, because they're Thank friends, you. Right? They're all friends, and they do shit like White River rafting. And after that, you know, what our main character, her name is Sarah. She, she's driving home with her husband and kid. And they're, you know, he's driving along, and then a pipe goes through the windshield, goes through his head, goes through the kid's head. They're both fucking dead. 1 year later, hey, let's go to Appalachians and go down some caves. Okay, that'll cheer her up. And they do. They go down some caves, but one of the girls is...
They go do some white people shit, a.k.a. some idiotic nonsense.
Spelunking is what it's known as, and that's just going down caves and shit. And, yeah, if this is a hobby for you, you're fucked up. You know, why don't you just kill yourself some other way?
I mean...
Yeah, because this is, like, one of the most dumbest things you can fucking do. You know,
agreed.
You know, it's the opposite of scaling mountains, but you could still fall off into a cliff, you know, so, but you're in the dark. All right. So yeah, they're going to do that. But the one girl that's like real bossy, she's like the head bitch of them all. He decides, nah, we're not going to go to the cave that I told him about, the one that everybody knows about. There's this other secret cave that nobody knows, but I do. And we're going to go over there and explore this cave and maybe name it after ourselves. You know, you know, bitch holler, or bitch whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, they go down there. Then all of a sudden, you know, oh, shit, there's like a little cave in. They're fucking trapped in there. And they don't know where they are. And nobody else does either because they went to the wrong cave, you know. So the only way to get out of there is to go deeper into the cave and find a way out that way. But holy shit, one thing that wasn't on the brochure, because there's not brochures because they didn't go to that other cave, is this is fucking Goblin Cave. There are goblins in these caves, blind goblins, which are the worst goblins around. Man and women eaten blind goblins in this cave. You're
saying they're goblins?
They are goblins.
Okay, because I'm saying...
They got pointy ears, you see.
Well, my theory is somewhere, sometime, one of these hillbillies fucked a bat. And, you know, now we're just from generations of
we're not at fucking yet, Tom.
Well, I mean, that's just my all right, theory. Well,
hold on. Okay, because this one, we're just talking about part one.
Well, I mean, that's what I thought in part one, that it's because it is the Appalachians.
It is. So
it's just some kind of hillbilly bat people.
Maybe.
So I think you just saw somebody say goblins on the internet. And you went, I'm going to run with it. That's what I think.
No, it just reminded me a lot of Lord of the Rings, you know, so.
He was a goblin?
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings.
The Lord was a goblin. They called him Lord Goblin, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're trying to get out of there, and they're fucking up, and they're breaking their legs or falling down on their heads. And
such dumb people.
And occasionally the goblins will come out like right beside them. Here I am right beside you when you're using this fucking camera to see at night.
Night vision
camera, which was all the rage at the time, you know.
Yeah, I seen Wreck.
That's a good movie. So yeah, that's the movie. They're trying to get out, and it turns out the bossy bitch, she was fucking the other girl's husband, the one that had the pole go through his head. She was fucking.
Oh, my goblin.
So now there's some tension other than being lost in a cave, other than there being blind goblin. Cave. Yeah, they're just like at each other's throat, too. So, yeah. All in all, Tom, this is a decent flick. It the characters are very annoying, though. And a lot of that has to do with the accents, of course. But
and them being women.
And yeah, and I knew you had it because we've established that you don't like women. You know, oh, this is about women. Ugh. I think even that goblin was a woman. But I guess this editing style was the style of the day. I don't know. It's just a quick cut editing that I just found really shitty. And it took me more out of the movie than it would have had they just shown like them actually fighting or getting their ass kicked by these goblins, you know. And we'll get more into ass kissing, kicking, kissing in the second movie pretty here soon. But
pretty soon, he says.
I don't know. I saw this one in the theater, and in the theater, it played real well because you're in the fucking dark, and I remember it playing well with the sound, that Dolby quality sound. Or maybe it was THX. I don't fucking remember. But it sounded real good. At home, eh. Eh.
Maybe you just need some new speakers.
I do. I definitely do.
Can't hook that up to a record player.
Mm-mm. Oh, you can, actually. But, no.
Pardon me. How's that milk?
It's good.
Good. Yeah, The Descent was all right. These were just stupid, stupid people doing a stupid, stupid thing. So, yeah. They'll never make that dumb fucking decision again.
No, they won't. If they do, maybe next time they'll take a man with them. Descent Part 2. Neil Marshall? Nah, he ain't involved. I forgot what it said. The cinematographer, maybe, took the directing reins. It doesn't matter. Okay, this movie takes place the next minute after she gets out of there. Right?
You like movies that do this, Joe?
We got to rewind because the original movie, The Descent 1, had an alternate ending, Tom.
Well, which ending did you see?
Well, I saw the one where she gets out of the cave and then she's gets to her car and just hauls ass out of there because she's, you know, not enough just to be alive. You got to drive like a fucking idiot after that, too. And she pulls off on the side of the road, throws up, turns around. There's that girl that she left behind that hurt her legs so the monsters could get her. And then that's it. She wakes up. The end.
Okay. I saw the one where she wakes up in the bone thing and she's not out.
Right. That's the alternate ending. The original ending that they took off because they said it was a downer. Yeah, she never got out of the cave. But had they stuck with that, they couldn't have made Descent 2. Revenge runs deep.
Is that what it's called? Okay.
That's the tagline on the poster.
Who's revenge?
I guess the girl that she left behind. The
main she get revenge, though?
That was sleeping with her husband. No, in part two, it's nothing to do with revenge. It's fucking stupid. So it turns out, in part two, there's already been a search party looking for these girls because they never reported back. And, of course, they're looking at the wrong caves. They're looking at these other caves. And this girl, they found her, and she's like, they said she's in a coma, but she's not. But she does have amnesia, so she can't tell them which caves they went to or anything else. So they think, well, shit. They're still alive in there, and this girl can lead us to them. So they did find another cave system. So they found it. They're going to go under there, but they're going to take her with them.
Well, where's this other cave system located? How do they get there?
On the other side of the county, Tom.
And old Uncle Jimmy's fucking elevator of doom.
Yeah. It turns out the mines did have a name. They were like Church Steeple Mine Cabins or some shit. But yeah, they lead into another cave system, which is the one that they were lost in. But anyway, they get her out of the hospital bed and say, "Nah, you're fucking coming with us. You're going to take us to these girls." And all these shenanigans start again, Tom. But we got a couple of men in there. One's like a rootin' tootin' gun shooter. And you would think just the sound of a gun alone would like make you deaf in a cave, but I don't know. This is a lot more of the same, but to me, after I got past the idiocy of them taking her to the caves with him again, it was a good movie. It's like, holy shit, this is better than the first. You got some decent gore, you know? But then the girl that she left behind in the cave in the first movie, the one she left there to die, she shows up again, and she's just a fucking badass, just kicking goblin ass left and right. And that just took me way out of the movie. I thought it was dumb as fuck from that point on. It's like, oh, this girl that had like a mortal wound is now a goblin kicking badass. So from there, I was kind of taken out of it. The girls confront each other, but they become friends again because, it doesn't matter if you fuck me over. Let's hug it out, which is what girls do. You know, it's nice of them. More of the same. The effects that I thought were cool, like in the first half, they did them again and again and again and again. So it's just like, oh, all right. We've seen that. So you got a third of a good movie here.
What's the big reveal in this movie, Joe?
That the girl was alive.
No, that's not.
That to me it was. It's like, oh, she's okay. A superhero now.
Well, the big reveal of this movie is this like local stereotypical hillbilly guy.
Other big reveal at the end. Yeah.
So the guy who let them use their elevator in his barn to go down into the caverns, he's been feeding people to these monsters. And that kind of was just like, yeah, somebody was fucking a bat at some time or something. There's some hillbilly shit going on. And these are mutated fucking island of Dr. Moreau motherfuckers down in the caves. So I think this movie would have played out a lot like, or this series, if it would have kept going, I think it would have played a lot like The Wrong Turn fucking movies.
Yeah,
if I have to guess.
With that ending, they could have made something out of it, kept it going for like a couple more movies. But I wouldn't have given a shit because, like I said, that one turn, you know, superhero girl, it's just fucking dumb. It was fucking dumb.
And it was pretty much the same shit, just with different people.
Yeah. Now, with both movies, I give them props for making the props, making the sets and shit. Because, you know, of course, you can't film in a fucking cave system. That would be kind of hard. So they built all this shit. They made the most of it by the bad lighting. And I guess that quick-ass editing that I don't like. You know, so we can't see that they're using the same fucking little tunnel again and again, just from different camera positions. But I don't know. Like I said, for the most part, the first one looked good. The second one, I guess it did too. But it's just the second one's not a good movie in totality. Fuck it.
Yeah, I would say watch them, but watch them both back to back. And be done with them that way. They're not bad. There's some stuff there, but just watch them back to back. Otherwise, it's just more of the fucking same. And it's pretty much just like one story since it takes place right after. So it is what it is. The second one's not a complete piece of shit like I remember. So that was nice.
Yeah, and their whole fucking spelunking team was British, even though it takes place in the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think everybody was British because everybody's accent, you know, slipped on occasion.
That's what happens when you're, I don't forget where it's from, Pathy, whatever the production company from. I think that's like an Irish one. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's got that. Silly looking logo.
Yeah. It was the same company that did both of them. So there's that at least. Fuck them, Joe. Let's swing into action with another amazing issue of Spider-Man.
Yeah. So next week we'll be back to Texas Chainsaw Massacres.
Well, yeah. Finish out that fucking great series.
Yeah. Spider-Man's. When we left him, he was at fucking Kurt Connors' beach house, just hanging out there doing some experiments, trying to get rid of them extra arms he'd grown. But Morbius was there. But fucking Kurt Connors showed up too, and he turned into the lizard. So Spider-Man's is right between them. Spider-Man's got to fight them both. How's he going to do that?
With his mouth and his ass.
And as he usually does. And his extra hands. So when he punches you, it's three fists going
across. Damn, come here, the Sinister Six. Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah, could have just done that. This issue, it's got more action than we're used to. You know, it does cut away for a little interlude so we can see what's going on with the fucking Daily Bugle. Something big is going on there, because if they don't make enough money, they're going to have to shut it down. But fuck it, we'll find out what that is later. Gwen Stacy, hey, Peter dumped me. Maybe I'll call his aunt, see if he's there. He's not there. That's the end of that. So the rest of the issue is just big slugfests. And we haven't really had that in a whole 100 issues. So while this is not good, it's definitely better than a lot of the shit, probably, you know, 99% of it than we've seen before. But yeah, it's still not good. But part of it is Morbius's origin story, which is really silly.
I would say, Joe, for the second week in a row, we got a decent issue.
Mm-hmm. And why is that, Tom?
It's because there's somebody besides Stan Lee writing this fucking thing.
So that's the key.
Mr. Roy, they call him.
To Spider-Man getting good is Stan Lee has to get the fuck out of there.
I think he has, like, what, 10 issues maybe or something?
Too many. Too many, Tom. Yeah, Stan Lee is back next issue, so we have to deal with that. And so is Craven, I think.
I think he was out getting his hair transplant surgery, but I'm not sure.
Or Kazar, I think, is back next issue.
Oh, boy. Well, they both suck, so.
It's a jungle issue, Tom. They're probably going to go shoot a movie. Daily Bugle, the movie in the jungle. Because that's Stan Lee's favorite fucking plot line.
Sure is, Joe.
He just always wanted to be in the movies, Tom.
He did.
He did it. God bless him.
He never got to direct a movie, though.
No, he didn't.
But you know who did? Sam Keith.
Did he?
Sure did. For Roger Corman. Yep. So, hey, maybe we'll watch that next week.
Maybe.
Joe, you like lists?
I've been known to like a list or two.
I got to tell you, Joe, I'm sick of listening to these fucking albums.
For this, I went through Discogs, just hit each track just to hear a snippet of it. Okay, that's it. That's the one. That's the one.
I'll tell you this. If we were doing our lists again, ICP probably would have been higher and there wouldn't have been a tie. I don't know. Well, I think it's just harder for me to listen to now because that's like a lot of music I listened to when I was 12. So it's just like, hey, go back and like the same stuff you did when you were 12. Well, that's kind of. I'm a man now. But a lot of it is nostalgia. So yeah. I'll give it that. I just remember going back and once you hear the song, well, not you in particular, but the jungalos out there listening, they'll hear the ICP song I pick and say, what? And I understand, but that's okay. But just remember what I said last week. Not a really big fan of music, so.
He's not.
There's
so that. What we did this week is, well, last week we listed our top 10 with honorable mention albums. So we doubled down on that, and we had to pick our favorite song from each of last week's album picks.
Oh, shit. I fucked up.
I guess so.
Sorry, dog. Oh, that would have been a lot easier than what I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, Joe, I wrote down all my favorite songs from those albums and then picked the top 10 songs from all those ones written down. Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, it took a minute, and I had to listen to a lot of it.
So last week, my honorable mentions, I had Al Green's Precious Lord, his gospel album, and my pick from that album was the title track, Precious Lord. I'd also picked Iron Maiden's Peace of Mind, and my favorite from that album is The Flight of Icarus. Slayer's Rain and Blood, my favorite from that one, is Angel of Death. Nappy Roots, Wooden Leather, my favorite track off of that album is Sick and Tired, and I am Sick and Tired. And then Heaven and Hell's The Devil You Know album, I picked Bible Black. And those are my honorable mentions from last week's honorable mentions. Tom, whatever the fuck you did, go ahead.
That part I think I actually did right, Joe.
Okay, cool. Cool.
From 40 Ounces to Freedom, I have the title track. From Mausoleum, I have Deathbed. Joe, have you seen the video?
I've seen the video. I was the first one to see the video.
Nice. Nice.
Aside from whoever edited it. I don't know.
And then I have the Mortal Kombat parody song from the Race War soundtrack. And then I have Big Badass with two Z's from Parasite. And then I have Beer from Turn the Radio Off.
All right. And seems like you got this, Tom. You did this shit, right?
No, not after this.
Okay.
And I would just like to say, no songs from Season of the Pumpkin, my favorite album. They did not make the list because, like I said, it's recorded in a tin can, and that's more something you have to take the whole thing. You try and just bump one of those songs, just you look silly. You look silly driving around listening to this spooky tin can music. But still, I'll stand behind it being my favorite album. Just can't fucking, can't take a track from there. And whew, hard. Joe.
Last week's number 10 was Randy Garavay's Barbacoa Blues. And again, I picked the title track, Barbacoa Blues.
Well, Joe, my number 10 album from last week was Pennywise, About Time. And my favorite song from that album is entitled Perfect People. And I think that is the only one that'll be in the order it's supposed to. Okay. Thank you.
At number 9, last week I had Anthrax's Among the Living album. My favorite song from this album, filled with good songs, is A Skeleton in the Closet. The song is based on Stephen King's novella, Apt Pupil.
Joe, my number 9 is the title track from The Great Malenko. Most people won't call it a song, but the instrumentals and the laughing in it and the carnival barking, I like it. And I think it's the embodiment of the insane Potsy clowns.
You tell them, Tom.
Nah, I don't really give a shit, Joe.
My number 8 last week was Ray Bailey's Satan's Horn album.
What is that? His dick?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And my favorite song, also his dick, is Saturday Night Special. Load me up and shoot me off, Tom.
No.
Get some of that boy gob on you.
Mm-mm. Joe, my number 8 is from the album Broke, and it is entitled Waiting to Die. It's good. It's a heavy rock influenced song.
I like the message it's sending.
Yep.
And number 7, I picked Motorhead's Ace of Spades. And again, I went with the title track, Ace of Spades, mainly because the guitar riffs on it are fucking badass.
Joe, I think I've heard this one before, but I'm not sure. How does it go?
It goes, and don't forget the Joker.
I meant the guitar.
I don't have my guitar with me, Tom.
Oh.
And plus, we don't want to get shut down by YouTube.
My number 7 is from King Gordy's album, The Entity. And it is entitled, The Fantastic Four. It's a bunch of fat guys rapping like they're members of the Fantastic Four.
Nostalgia.
Even the Invisible Woman. And he's a man.
And you like it because it's a man playing the role.
There's a man in there. Get out of here, you slut.
Bitches. Number 6 was Judas Priest's Sad Wings of Destiny. And although I hate ties, I got a tie this time, Tom. On side A, you got Victims of Changes. Then side B, Tyrant. Two radically different songs, but they're both badass and too badass to decide between.
Mm. Which one are we on?
6.
My number 6 is from the album Mutant, Volume 2, and it is entitled Starve Your Fears. Or don't. Feed them.
Feed them.
Don't give a fuck. Just know whatever burns. No, wait, I fucked it up. Whatever.
Whatever those fury of fuck.
Yeah.
At number 5, I had Queensryche's Operation Mindcrime. And the song from that would be Spreading the Disease.
Mm.
Spreading the Disease of Misinformation. They were very prophetic for their time, Tom.
Fuck.
Very prophetic.
Mm. Joe, my number 5 is from King Gordy's album The Entity, and it is entitled The Pain, with such lyrics like, with your edit style, man, you sound like you kiss edits. I'll let you fill it in.
There's so many ways you can go with that, though.
Sure is, Joe. Yeah.
It's like the impossible Mad Libs.
Or you can just go listen to the song yourself and giggle. It's up to you.
When you post it on the page, I guess I'll give it a listen.
Yep.
At number 4 last week, I had the self-titled debut from Body Count. And my favorite song of that is, of course, Cop Killer. Because who doesn't like smoked pork?
The families, I assume.
Maybe. But they get that pension.
It's true. Joe, my number 4 is from the album Serial Killers with a Z.
With a Z.
And the song is also Serial Killers with a Z. Thank you.
The title track.
Yes, sir. With a Z.
With a Z. At number 3, I had Dio's Last in Line. And my favorite tune on that album is Mystery. It's always a mystery.
Well, Joe.
But whatever will be, will be.
My number three is from King Gordy's album, The Entity. And it is called Nightmares. Nightmares.
Remember to put a picture of Barry Gordy.
King Barry Gordy the Great.
Nightmares with a Z?
No.
Oh, shit.
Maybe.
Would have been better with a Z.
It would have.
At number two, I had Rainbow's live album titled On Stage. My favorite track is this extended version of Catch the Rainbow. 15 minutes and 40 seconds long, this song is. And it's fucking great.
Joe, my number two is from Isham's Closed Casket album, and it is titled The Wicked Shit Will Never Die.
It's true.
Number two.
That was our number twos.
I know. I'm just reiterating it.
No. At number one, I had Black Sabbath's Heaven and Hell album. My favorite song on there is something I should have done, but didn't. That's Die Young.
Well, you tried, Joe.
Not hard enough. It's too fucking late now.
Oh, now you just got to settle for dying extremely elderly.
Yep. Pain.
Well, Joe, my number one is from the album Serial Killers.
What is
it? And it's entitled Hooray for Christmas. That's Fuck Halloween, Joe. Number one. So next week we'll have yet another list. And Joe, this list will be our favorite discontinued products.
Oh.
So have fun with that. So next week we got the new Netflix Chainsaw movie. We got fucking whatever shit we like that they don't make anymore. And maybe that Sam Keith movie that I still can't remember the fucking name of it.
Well, should be able to find on IMDb because I know he didn't do much. You know, his name will be attached to the Max cartoon, but and then this movie and that's it.
That's it. So head on over to dwnproductions.net.
All right, and buy something. Our last gimmick.
Oh, shit. Okay. Right.
Don't worry, it's not too many.
Thank God.
Let's say, you know, you got some condolences there. Then we got Exit Wounds, which, no, we're not doing Seagal.
Jake, sorry, Mr. Gnarly.
Says that there is a name for what the goblin things are, but he's going to go with Bat People Goblin. Movies were hot piles of shit. Shit Stain Productions. And Gwen's a whore.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I think she was driven to that. I mean, Peter dumped her so many times. MJ is too. Yes. Now, she, definite whore. She's been whoring up for, I mean, since day one in this comic. And that she's married now, but I think she's still giving it up left and right. I don't know. We'll get to that eventually. But as Tom was saying, head on over to dwmproductions.net. Tom's got some time, you know, and he's got them creative juices flowing. If you've got a custom thing, just shoot him a letter. He might say no because he's busy, but he might say yes, you know, especially if it's something that interests him. Other than that, he's got shit on the site that you can look at, order. He's got his movies up there. He's got a soon-to-be-released DVD or CD. So lots of stuff to look forward to. Lots of stuff.
And keep an eye on the DWN Productions Facebook page because I'll jump on there another time, maybe another two times, and finish up that sculpture I worked on.
Live Tom is back. I was in favor of throwing that in the trash, but I was outnumbered. So,
yeah, I mean, there was there was me and you, and then everybody else who said not to, who won't buy one. But we'll see. I haven't touched it since that live stream, so that'll just be something I work on then. And I think a time or two, definitely. Two, no more than two more sessions, and I'll be done with that fucking thing. But that's just something to work on in the background while I try and find some sturdy rope. Joe, t-shirts and shit.
FastCustomShirts.com. Hey, you can go over there, order some shit. My convention season should be starting up at the beginning of next month, so if you're anywhere close, come on by, say hi, buy a shirt or don't, you know, just stopping by the table is cool. And yeah, that's fucking it.
And I don't plan on doing a lot of conventions this year, so you all can get fucked. All right, everybody, have a great week. Boy, God.